We are joined by Erie County GOP Chairman Michael Crocker in Pennsylvania, campaigning for President Donald Trump. Chairman, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. It was a catch, but good to be with you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. See, he knows. He knows what's up. It was a catch. We all know it. Michael, before we get to what you're doing in Pennsylvania, let's start here in Buffalo. I want to get your thoughts on Mayor Byron Brown, most likely stepping aside for the OTB job. Your thoughts on his time as mayor?
Well, certainly it's been a long tenure, and there's been ups and downs. But I think what's notable is as he moves over to the OTB, maybe pointing out the hypocrisy from some of our Albany Democrats who claim that they were cleaning up the OTB and getting rid of politics, when in reality, we said at the time, they were just changing who was in charge. So, you know, at the end of the day, all that bluster from folks like Monica Wallace, who said that they were cleaning up the OTB, I think we saw that it's still more of the same. It's just now the Democrats who are in charge.
Now, obviously, Chris Scanlon will become the acting mayor until next November, and I know you have a lot of time to put this together, but will the Republicans either put someone on the ballot, or are they looking at putting someone on the ballot for next November's election?
Yeah, we're definitely interested. I've already been in touch with some of our city Republican leaders about putting a group together to have some discussions about identifying candidates. It's going to be a chaotic scene on the Democratic side. In that chaos, I heard Congressman Langworthy mention, and he's correct, we're outnumbered 8-1 in the city. But in that chaos, there can be opportunity. And I think it's important that our party be prepared to provide a option for voters, especially as you're seeing the fiscal mismanagement that's being uncovered. And I think the next 12 months in the city of Buffalo are going to be very rocky. And I think voters are going to be looking for alternatives to the status quo.
You and Congressman Langworthy both brought up the outnumber of Democrats and Republicans in the city. So when determining or when putting together a campaign in an outnumbered municipality like that, what factors play into the candidate and the campaign?
Well, I think you need somebody that's going to be able to appeal to voters across the political spectrum. Perhaps somebody who's got some name ID, somebody who's able to raise the resources necessary to run a credible campaign. All those factors go into really any election, but certainly when you're outnumbered, as we are in the city of Buffalo, those factors become even more important. So obviously we've got a lot of politics over the next 38 days, but we'll turn our attention to 2025 quickly, but we're already sort of laying the groundwork for not only the city elections, but our elections next year.
All right. Speaking about the politics of the next 30 some days, you are in a swing state. I wish New York was a swing state. I think it'd be very fun to cover.
Someday soon.
I hope so. But Pennsylvania, a swing state. And, you look at some polls, it's Trump up 4, others it's Harris up, 1 or 2. What are you seeing in the battleground state of Pennsylvania?
So truth be told, Joe, I'm actually just getting ready to leave for Pennsylvania. I'm going to grab a group of folks. I'm working alongside Erie County Conservative Party Chairman Ralph Lurigo, who I congratulate on his election as Executive Vice Chair of the State Conservative Party just a week ago. He reached out to me, and we decided to send some folks down, and I am going to join them. We're going to be meeting in about a half an hour and heading down to Pennsylvania. There's a big rally today. Your last guest, our congressman, is going to be taking the stage in Erie, Pennsylvania. And I know there's a large contingent of Erie County Republicans heading down for the rally, but I'm going to be working with the Erie County Conservatives and some of our other Republicans on going door-to-door down in Pennsylvania. It's, we always say, as Erie goes, so goes the nation, referring to our Erie County. But in this instance, I think winning Pennsylvania is going to be key to returning Donald Trump to the White House. So we wanted to chip in and spend an afternoon helping get out the vote for Donald Trump in one of the key battleground states in our nation this election.
You mentioned, a lot of people say the president, wins and wins or loses in Pennsylvania. You look at the polls, as I mentioned, the polls that have Trump up or Harris up. How close do you believe this election really is?
Oh, I think it's going to be extraordinarily close. The election in 2020 was decided by just, tens of thousands of votes across the nation. The battleground states have been identified. And I think the Trump campaign is as well organized as I've ever seen it. They are dialed in on the mission in front of them, and they need all hands on deck. So You know, we're trying to do our part from Buffalo. Obviously, we've got candidates here locally that we're trying to get the vote out for. But everything we do to build that Republican enthusiasm is, you know, going to help the bigger battle. But in this instance, we're going to chip in down in Erie, PA, because it's key. Winning Pennsylvania, I believe, is the key to returning Donald Trump to the White House.
Obviously, coming up is the vice president debate, J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. We saw Tim Walz at a Michigan-Minnesota game yesterday. J.D. Vance was in the state of Pennsylvania. By the way, President Trump was at probably the best game of the weekend if he had stayed awake for the second half, Georgia-Alabama. What are you expecting from the vice presidential debate on Tuesday?
Well, I think, you know, while the Democrats want to try and say J.D. Vance is weird, I would look at the behavior of Tim Walz over the last couple months and say, you know, I wouldn't, those in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. J.D. is an outstanding messenger for President Donald Trump. He comes from a part of the country where he understands the blue-collar ethos of the Midwest, and he's able to speak to those voters in a way that they comprehend. You've got these, you know, celebrities coming in to, you know, back Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. They don't understand what people are going through in places like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. They don't know what it's like to go to the grocery store and struggle to, you know, afford your grocery bill. They certainly don't know anything about working in our energy economy. So I believe J.D., he comes from that part of the world. He comes from the Midwest. He understands those issues, and he's going to do a great job on Tuesday night articulating President Trump's vision to save America.
You know, Tim Walz, obviously the VP selected by Kamala Harris, you're going down to Pennsylvania. Do you think some Pennsylvania voters feel like that was a slap in the face? Because, I mean, they have a very popular governor who was passed over from, I have to be honest, I host a political show every week, a guy I hadn't heard of until he was selected.
Yeah, I think Pennsylvania voters should be upset. I believe firmly that Kamala Harris was afraid to select Governor Shapiro because of his positions in supporting the state of Israel, which I think is a complete and utter travesty that today's Democratic Party is afraid to alienate a radical pro-Hamas base in some, you know, bizarre world that they live in. But I think it was a big mistake because I think Pennsylvania is going to be key. You're seeing Kamala Harris try to undo her past positions on things like fracking, where now suddenly, despite clearly being on the record saying she supports a ban on fracking, is now trying to walk those statements back. Because she's trying to fool Pennsylvania voters. She's trying to fool voters across the country, including on things like the border, where she now pretends to care about securing our border after 4 years of letting in tens of millions of illegal immigrants, including criminals that have made their way to places like Buffalo, New York. You're not going to fool the American people. The American people are smarter than that, and it's going to cost them in key states like Pennsylvania.
Now, just to clarify, so you're going down to Erie. You'll be at the Trump rally this afternoon?
I will not be. I'm going to be out hitting doors in Erie, Pennsylvania, on behalf of the Trump campaign. We do have some Erie County Republicans, including our Congressman Nick Langworthy, who will be there, and Nick will be speaking. But I'm going to be knocking doors with a clipboard trying to make sure that Erie, PA voters get out and vote for Trump and J.D. Vance.
And their voting's already open, right, in Pennsylvania? Or it opens before us here in New York?
Yeah, I believe every county in Pennsylvania is now open for voting.
I was going to say, you know, in 2020, I went to Erie to see a Trump rally. And it was a night rally. And I did not get home until 3 a.m. This tells you what traffic was like.
Well, I'm going to make sure I beat the traffic so I can watch my Buffalo Bills take on the Baltimore Ravens tonight. But we are going to spend a couple hours. This is so key. And I would, you know, encourage your listeners. This is what democracy is about, getting out and going to doorsteps and encouraging people, talking to them about the issues. And I know certainly as I'm talking to voters today, I'm going to be articulating the president's message about securing our border, getting our world stage secure, and bringing peace to stopping the endless wars. Making life affordable again, getting our gas and grocery bills to a place where people can live, and get taking care of crime. I mean, that's what this election is about. And I believe that if we continue the direction that the Biden-Harris administration is taking us, we may not have a country left. So that's what's at stake this November. And I'm just proud to be down there with some volunteers helping to get out the vote for Donald Trump.
Now, Michael, before I let you go, this is a question I meant to ask you first, but we're going to ask it last. Jeremy Zellner reelected to chair of the Erie County Democrats. Your thoughts on Jeremy Zellner being your counterpart now for however many more years?
Well, I sent Chairman Zellner a congratulatory text yesterday. As party leaders, I understand, you know, it's important and to come before your committee and ask for their support. My reorganizational meeting is actually tomorrow night in the town of Cheektowaga, where I'll be seeking another two-year term as chairman. So I congratulate Chairman Zellner. Obviously, we continue to be sparring partners on the political battlefield, but I congratulate him, and I certainly would ask for my men and women of the Erie County Republican Committee to give me the opportunity to serve for another 2 years as chair.
All right. Erie County GOP Chairman Michael Crocker. Michael, safe travels in Pennsylvania, and safe travels back in time for the Bills game.
Thank you very much, Joe.